Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hong Kong residents have taken to the streets to protest China's zero COVID policy, which is now entering another year. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters chanted freedom, and we don't want revolution, we want reform. We don't want a leader, we want votes. The demonstration comes after people around China took to the streets in anger at the government's strict COVID policy that has confined millions to their homes. The rallies throughout the mainland prompted the government to ease some restrictions. Nevertheless, police were out in force the day after the protests. One of the Hong Kong protests took place at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, where about 50 students lit some candles in memory of those who died in the Urumqi fire days earlier. I'm Karen Chalas.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden and his administration are closely watching what is happening on the streets of Chinese cities, where backlash has erupted. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has more from Washington.
During Monday's White House briefing, reporters repeatedly asked National Security Council spokesman John Kirby about the protests in China. Kirby replied, "The Biden administration believes the Chinese people should be allowed to peacefully demonstrate."
Nothing's changed about the president's firm belief in the power of democracy and democratic institutions and how important that is.
Beijing's zero COVID policy, with its frequent and extended lockdowns and economic disruptions, has kept the country's official death toll from the coronavirus in the thousands, compared to a million in the United States, which has one-fourth the population of China. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian general has acknowledged more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest in surrounding nationwide protests. It's